Spin 103.8. This is Spin Talk with Lauren. Today on the show, I would like to hear your thoughts on an idea that's been pitched by a guy in the UK who recently was hailed a hero for coming to the aid of a mum who was having difficulty with her son who has special needs. And the idea that they have pitched now together is that parents of children with special needs or children with special needs should now wear badges if they choose to, that will help people identify the fact that this child has special needs and the parent might need a bit of a hand, because people can be quite judgy, as we've heard in the past, especially if a child is having a meltdown, which is what happened in this situation with 5-year-old Jack, the little boy, that sparks this conversation and this idea for the badges. So I would like to hear your thoughts on the badges. Do you think it would be a good idea to identify a child with special needs? And if you're the parent of a child with special needs, do people offer to help you? Do you appreciate the help? Get involved. I'm on 087 711 1038. Well, As I Am is your one-stop shop for the autism country here in Ireland, and they provide the public and those with a condition a portal of information about autism. Their founder is Adam Harris, and he joins me on the line now. Hi, Adam. Great to have you.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Talk to you again.
I understand you have a very important conference taking place this weekend, Adam, so I'd love to hear about that in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But first of all, your thoughts on these badges that are being pitched over in the UK to identify children with autism.
Yeah, I think it's this whole incident on the train has started an interesting discussion. I think if any of your listeners didn't hear about it, this really good guy, Dan Ball, he was on a train in the UK and was a child with autism and ADHD. The train journey can be very stressful for someone with autism. It's a very busy environment. There's lots of smells. There's lots of noises. The boy was becoming very stressed by this. He began to experience meltdown. And whereas most people kind of stare, people with autism don't look different to anybody else. So most people kind of look at the mother and say, geez, would she not learn how to parent her child? I think she should pull him into line. Instead, this guy saw that, no, this child's a little bit different. And he decided to actually do something very simple to help the mother. So he leaned in, he saw that the boy was dry, and he engaged him in a conversation about that. The mother was trying to get him to take his ADHD medication. So he said, I have to take medication. Can you show me how you do it? And really what it was is he just had a really human moment and really made a huge difference in the life of that mother and those children on the day. What I would say to the idea of wearing a badge, I think this is the really important message, is that people with disabilities and people with autism, we don't wear T-shirts. We don't wear badges. It's an invisible disability. And every single day you're meeting people who have the condition. I think one of the things that's important for your listeners to listen about, because I was even thinking about the idea earlier today, and there's that idea of we're talking about children, and should a child or should their parent wear the badge? Really important thing to say, especially for, you know, I listen to Spin, and I know a lot of people our age group do, is we talk a lot about kids needing to be included and respected and accepted. The reality is this is also true for adults, and 1 in 65 people in this country has autism. So every day we see people who behave a little bit differently, who get very stressed out in very specific scenarios, or who are just behaving in a way you wouldn't expect in a particular situation. And the words we reach for are weirdo, freak, why is he doing that? That's so strange. Whereas actually we need to just stop ourselves and think, how can we support these families? I was kind of inverting the idea on my head. And I think one of the things I'd really like to see developed is that people who have an awareness or have an understanding of disability or autism, then maybe they would wear a badge. And if people saw this, that they would actually know, well, I'm a parent, my child's having a meltdown in the supermarket, I can see the other lady staring at me and I'm really stressed out, and maybe she saw a member of staff wearing the badge and she could ask him to just keep an eye on her shopping while she's calming the situation. So I think I prefer that idea to the idea of children themselves wearing the badge. But what I'm really supportive of is what Dan Ball has done, which is just actually that if we want to include people with disabilities, it's not just about letting people in the door, it's actually about realising that where we jump to conclusions very, very quickly sometimes. And it leads to huge distress for families. The amount of people I speak to who say, you know, Adam, we don't go out for dinner anymore. We don't go to the cinema. We don't go to the zoo. And it's not actually because of the noise or the meltdown, because, you know, that happens. And when it happens, we know how to deal with it. It's because we're really embarrassed because of how other people treat us. Yeah. We found this with public services last year when we consulted adults with autism about what, like things like the post office or, you know, public transport, what could they do to be more accessible? What most people told us was, as much as the different things maybe services could do to be more accessible, it was often how other people behaved or interacted was how, I suppose, would be the barrier to people participating.
Mm. Yeah, and Rachel and I were just talking this morning amongst ourselves, Adam, about our own awareness. And we kind of came to the conclusion that, and we shared a few stories of things that we've experienced out and about, and just also in the workplace as well, is that we've learned a lot from you and we've learned a lot from the conversations that we've had on this show. So we kind of feel that maybe sometimes we're very sensitive to certain situations and when we meet children with special needs. And that's just because we've had these conversations so often with you and some of your colleagues on this show. But for everyone, it's not always the case. An awful lot of the time, people are embarrassed because they don't know, should I help? Should I say something? Does that person want to be left alone? Will they shout at me if I ask them, do they want help?
Completely, completely. And I think that's why it is a very case-sensitive thing. What I would always say to people is, if you have someone in your life or someone in your community, try and find out what it is for that person. What is it when I'm stressed? Because, for example, for a lot of autistic people, how you might behave when somebody's very stressed out or is having a meltdown might be the opposite of what you'd usually do. So maybe if you met somebody in the street and you saw they were really distressed or upset, our human instinct is often to put our arms out, to give the person a hug, to constantly talk and reassure the person. Whereas if you're an autistic person, the reason you're having that meltdown is your mind is already overwhelmed. So the idea of touching or the idea of talking might be helpful at that time. But I think in general, from talking to families and saying, well, okay, what is it members of the public can be doing? I think the main thing is it's just a little bit of understanding. It's just that if the parent is taking longer in the queue because of what the child is experiencing, just not make an issue of that. If it's the case that the parent is in the supermarket and their child is having a meltdown, it's that little thing of not getting involved in the situation because you don't know how to manage it, but just saying, you deal with that, I'll stand with your shopping. It's little things that can just make a big difference. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I think they always say people never forget, remember what you say or what you did, but they'll remember how you make them feel. And I think that's a big part of this. I think the analogy I'd like to draw is, I suppose if we think about mental health, when we talk about it, people with mental health conditions don't look any different to anybody else either. But in recent years, we've become a little bit more understanding. We've become a little bit more aware of the signs, and hopefully that's helped how we've interacted with people. And I guess that's what I feel we need to do about autism and other invisible disabilities now as well.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. Tell me a bit about your conference taking place this Saturday.
Yeah, we're really excited. So it's our now annual National Autism Conference. This year we're looking at expectations. So what should members of the public who have autism be able to expect, whether it's when they're going to school, going to employment, getting a job? I suppose one of the things is, when most people are born, we don't think twice that they'll go to school, that they'll get a job, that they'll live in the community. Unfortunately for people in the autism community, we can't take any of that for granted. And a lot of it is about how services operate, what people's attitudes are. So we want to talk about how we can make society a lot more inclusive and accessible throughout someone's life. It is fully sold out. I think we're selling a last few cancellation tickets at the moment online, but it's more or less sold out. But for any of your listeners who are watching, who want to tune in, who want to find out more, we're actually streaming it online for free this year as well. So there'll be a link on our website and on our Facebook page. So if there's any autism parents who didn't get a ticket or maybe can't go because of their caring for somebody, you can tune in online, and we're hoping to have a really good discussion. And obviously, we want to provide as much support and information to families, but we also want to use it, I suppose, as a platform to get a discussion going around, why are so many children with autism falling out of school? Why are 80% of people with autism unemployed? Why are people with autism 9 times more likely to end their own lives by suicide? These are statistics to do with why society needs to become more understanding and accessible. And that's what we're going to explore on the day.
Adam, great to have you as always on Spin Talk. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thanks so much. That's Adam Harris there, founder of As I Am. As I said, if you want to find out more information about autism and the autism community here in Ireland, As I Am is like an umbrella website. They have so much information available there, and check out their Facebook page as well. As Adam said, they'll be live streaming their conference this Saturday. Today, I would like to speak to you if this is something that you have experienced, you know, yourself or someone in your life having a meltdown in public. How quick are people to offer help? And what are your thoughts on this idea that was pitched by a guy in the UK and the mum of a little boy who has autism, who think maybe having badges for parents or children with autism to identify that they have special needs so people will be more understanding? Let me know what you think. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk. I'm on 087 711 1038. Dez is on the line. Hi, Dez.
Hello.
What do you think?
Absolutely not. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. Why should we look beyond that child or that adult and, like, focus on their disability? I have cousins who've got disabilities or special needs. it doesn't define them. They're still human. They're still a child or a young adult, as the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Labels are very much for clothes. Why would you want a badge to say your child is whatever the case may be? Why would you want a badge to say, well, my child has special needs?
Yeah, I was quite surprised to hear that the mum in this situation, you know, was in favour of the idea. But I suppose maybe she's experienced people judging her little boy in the past and not understanding that he has autism and ADHD. And she felt that, well, maybe if people were more aware and we had these badges, then people like Dan would step in and help when she needs a bit of assistance.
But do you not think, if she's worried about, like, people judging her, if she puts a label on that child, it's got special needs, is she not looking for even more people to judge her? Because they're going to say, well, why does she feel the need to put it out there and, like, have the child with a badge as such? Totally disagree with it. I think it's absolutely ludicrous.
And can I just ask you, Des, in your own experience with your family members who you mentioned, like, are people, you know, forthcoming if someone needs a bit of assistance? Like I was saying to Adam from As I Am earlier on, that sometimes I think people are really embarrassed because, you know, they can be ignorant and they cannot know what to say. Like, do people step in and try and help maybe if one of your cousins needs a bit of assistance?
Well, yeah, I think people will step in. But I think, like, a lot of it is, I think a lot of it depends on if they're comfortable to do so, because not a lot of parents are going to want someone to step in.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, if I saw someone's special needs or otherwise, in a bit of difficulty, of course you're going to step in and offer help. Now, maybe if they're with parents, they're going to say, look, it's fine, we've got this. But I don't think they need to have a badge to say, I've got special needs, please help as such. Like, it is ridiculous. I totally disagree with it.
Okay, lovely to speak to you, Des. Thanks so much for your time.
Excellent, thanks very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Des, not in favour of the badge at all, just feels, you know, that if this mum who we mentioned at the beginning, this mum who recently, someone came to her assistance in the UK and they've teamed up together now with the idea of this badge, she was saying that, you know, people would judge her little boy and be past remarkable and would kind of not understand when he's experiencing a meltdown and that a badge would help. But Des makes the point that if you don't want people to judge your kid, well, then don't label him as having special needs. People will be even more judgmental. Would you agree? 087 711 1038. Rona's next. Hi, Rona.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Rona, would you be in favour of these badges?
I would. My son is 12 and he's on the autism spectrum, so he has Asperger's. And just over the years, I mean, I know people get very concerned with labels. And I think that the main focus needs to be on what makes it easier for the child. And that's always been my focus with Nathan. So it's if you're out and about, and especially when he was younger, when we didn't really know, before he was diagnosed, he would have massive meltdowns in supermarkets, in shopping centres, and it's very, very difficult for everybody involved, for the child in particular, because as Adam said, as Adam Harris said, it just everything becomes just so overwhelming for them, and they have no control over their reaction to their environment, and people stare, and yes, of course people stare, because there's a child screaming their head off in the middle of the supermarket, you know, and it's very difficult on the parent, on the other children. I have two other boys as well, and it's for me, it's whatever makes it easier for the child. Now, I never considered autism spectrum disorder a label on Nathan. It's who he is, and it's what makes him him.
Yes.
So whatever I can do to help him, and if that means maybe me wearing a badge or him wearing a badge, just to make other people aware that this isn't a child just being bold. Like, it's a child who actually cannot cope with his environment. Things are a little bit different for him now that he's older. He still experiences meltdowns, but now he would tend to just become completely and totally withdrawn. So we could be out together as a family and he might have his hood up and his earphones on, and people might sort of look at him strangely, so just think, why is that child allowed you know, sit at a table in a restaurant with his earphones on and not interact with his family without maybe understanding that. He finds these situations difficult, noises, and he just likes to be in his own little place for a while. And then he may interact with us while we're eating. And then I'll say to him, OK, you can put your headphones back on again after you've had something to eat. So I it's a very emotive thing because you're talking about labelling a child, which it's different for every parent. For me, I never really saw it as a label for Nathan. I saw after the diagnosis, I was relieved because I could then start to understand how I can start making things easier for him.
Yes.
And then as a result, it makes things easier for your family. And you just really want to make life as easy as you can for him and understand, try and understand what's going on in his head. Adam Harris is absolutely amazing. He has done some fantastic work for people's understanding and to try and get into the realization that everybody is different.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be a label. But I think just the badge, I think, for younger children in particular, but I think the schools and everything now are being so much more progressive in trying to get kids to understand that everybody is different.
Yeah, I think
We should really be accepting of everybody. And I think what that guy did for that mum is absolutely fantastic. And as Adam Harris said, sometimes it's difficult to know whether to intervene or not because you could make things worse. But even just to say to a mum, is there anything I can do to help you?
Yeah.
You may say no, but at least you've tried. You may just put your hand on her shoulder and say, I remember one day in particular with me in Dundrum Shopping Centre. Oh, he had a particularly bad melt. And the lady came over and said to me, is there anything I can do to help? And just to get that human contact with someone, just to know that somebody was sympathetic was fantastic. And it sort of gets you back into a place to think, no, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he'll come through it. So, yeah, it's an emotive question, I think, because when you're talking about kids and
of course, Rona, I think you've put some of it so well and just made it so much easier to understand for people what it can be like to be the parent of a child with autism. So thank you so much for your time today.
No problem at all.
Good to speak to you today. And like Adam had said, you know, people will always remember how you made them feel. And that woman, by putting her hand on Rona's shoulder in Dundrum Town Centre and just saying, is there anything I can do to help? Even though there wasn't, it kind of brought Rona back and made her realise, look, it will be okay. He'll come through this and people are understanding. Have you been in a similar situation? Would a badge help, do you think? As Rona said, it really is about what makes it better for the child. Let me know your opinion, 087 711 1038. Ava is next on the line. Hi, Ava.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Ava, what are your thoughts on these suggested badges?
I just don't think it's a great idea to maybe have them on the child. I think it might label or target them a little bit when it comes to school. I'm a youth worker and I work in a number of schools in Dublin, and you know, I work with a few kids that have autism, and I just think it might maybe target them to other students, especially maybe in secondary school when they get that bit older. I agree completely with Adam saying about, you know, maybe the adults wearing them, or you know, teachers or youth workers, or just having a community maybe more educated and being able to help out. But I just don't know how I feel about the child themselves wearing it, especially when it comes to maybe being in school.
Okay, so like Adam suggested, maybe the other way around. Maybe someone, like I mentioned myself and producer Rachel, like we feel like we're so aware because this is a topic we've discussed so many times in the show. Like I nearly feel like, and I know like I wouldn't do it, I would cringe for myself if I did, but I've been tempted at times to be like, it's okay, I host a talk show, I know all about autism. Like I don't, and I'd be mortified. I wouldn't do it. But at the same time, I feel like I'm qualified to wear one of those badges and be like, I can help, I understand. Maybe we should try and promote them.
Yeah, I think so. But I also think, you know, when people are like, any child, you know, whether it's someone with autism or a child who's just maybe having a bad day, I don't think they need to have a label to say that they have a disability or they have an issue. I mean, it could be a normal child that has nothing, has no label or has no condition, that is just having a bad day. And sometimes parents need help with them as well. It might be just, you know, like I know myself, back in the day, if I was upset with my mom, I wouldn't listen to her. But if someone else came up and said, are you okay, I'd probably listen to them more than I would my own mother at the time, because I was probably angry with her. So I think, you know, just the community and the society that we live in now just needs to be more aware of everything, whether it's kids with autism or kids with disabilities or just every child, and just be able to help and not judge.
Yeah.
I think
that's a really good point.
Non-judgmental society.
Yeah, like it might be a child with no disability. It's just a child who maybe, you know, might listen to someone else. But I suppose that opens the can of worms, or should you ever intervene with someone else's child. But it is a good point,
yeah,
Ava.
Exactly. But I just think that, you know, the badge, I just don't think on the child itself, I don't think that would be a great idea. Because I just think, especially in schools, and schools can be, you know, especially nowadays, can be a dog-eat-dog world in there.
Yeah.
And I just think it would open a can of worms for them if they were targeted and labelled as having a badge. I think it's up to the teachers and the community and the parents and, you know, anyone who feels comfortable to help out in those situations.
Yeah.
Rather than the child being labelled as needing a badge.
Okay, Ava, lovely to speak to you today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You can get involved in the conversation. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk now. I'm on 087 711 1038. Quite divided on these badges so far. What do you think of the suggestion, like Ava... reiterated what Adam Harris had said, was that maybe people who feel comfortable or maybe are aware or maybe, you know, want people to know, look, I can help, like, you know, that we would wear badges that say like autism aware or whatever. What are your thoughts? 087 711 1038. Bonnie is on the line next. Hi, Bonnie.
How you doing,
Bonnie? What do you think? You're a bit torn about the badge, are you?
I'm not torn, I suppose that's not the right word. I agree with everybody. Wear the badge if it's going to help you. Don't wear the badge if you feel it's going to hinder you.
Okay.
I'm a bit nervous.
You're okay. Take your time.
My son is autistic and I do have to take public transport. I don't drive. And I've had several instances. I can't always predict when he might have a meltdown. Sometimes I can, you know, get the bus that I know isn't going to be packed, or, you know, it's different times of the day. I can always try and have, like, anything that I know is going to calm him down instantly. But sometimes something happens, like it's raining or the bus will fill up quicker or anything will change. And he can't help it. And sometimes I have help with my mum and sometimes I don't. And there are times where there's, like, a stranger will just say, can I help? I'll always say no, even though, like, and I agreed with the mum. Was it Rona?
Yep.
She, you know, to just get that human interaction from somebody who says to, it's almost like they're just saying to you, I see you, I see the situation, mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know, and I've had some people just come up to say, you're doing a great job, like, aww. And we'll walk away. Like, they won't step in because they don't want to exacerbate things, because you can't predict a child anyway, regardless of special needs or not. You know, children are children. And it's like we're trying to teach our kids, you know, you don't talk to strangers type thing. If someone comes up to my son, he could go the other way. He could just switch off and that'll just take the whole incident down like 10 decibels. Like, he'll just interact with a stranger. And I can't ever predict it. So I think if the badge helps, absolutely wear the badge. Wear it with pride and say, yeah, it is autism. Please don't stare and judge, you know.
Yeah.
Help if you can. Or don't wear the badge if you think, like, I would be a little bit, like, reserved in the sense that I wouldn't, you know, want it just to be, like, people would read a badge then and go, all right, well, that's what it is, and then continue to still stare and judge. And, you know, because people are humans, you know, and I'm not that parent who'll turn around and go, how dare you? Like, sometimes I feel like it, and I might have even said it at times because it's such a tense situation. But, like, if somebody is staring and whispering, you know, that incident has bothered their afternoon or their day or their 10 minutes on the bus. And they're entitled to feel, you know, bothered by it, because that's their choice to make. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
And like you said, like, you can't predict how your son is going to react. You can't predict how strangers are going to react. Everyone is different. And you might be sitting next to an adult who has autism. Like, you don't know.
No, absolutely no idea. And they did it over in the last time I was in the UK, I remember the campaign started about wearing the badge if you're pregnant, to give up the seat on the tube.
Am I
right in saying that? They started a couple of years ago. And some women were like, you know, I don't have to flaunt the fact that I'm pregnant to everybody. You know, if a woman is quite obviously heavily pregnant and needs to sound, people should stand up. And that kind of debate started over there. And now it's, you know, I think it's great what that man did for that woman on that train. It happened to me the other day, and just another mother just said, do you need help? Like, it happens. People are good. There is goodness in people out there. And the people who stare and judge and or whatever they're doing, they're just kind of sitting there doing their thing, going about their day, not minding anything else that's going on. And all of a sudden, there seems to be a very explosive situation happening, you know, screaming. It's very upsetting for everybody, you know. Yeah. And you might not see an autism badge from the other side of the train. So I suppose my point is, I don't know if a badge is going to stop people from staring and judging.
Very true.
You know, but somebody standing next to you might see it, and just, even if it means they just turn their head away and look the other direction instead of, you know, the jaw hitting the floor going, oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
like, because that happens.
Yeah, you just don't know. Like you said, you just cannot predict what's going to happen with you guys, but also what's going to happen with strangers. You just don't know. But I'm glad to hear from yourself and Rona, Bonnie, that you have had some positive experience. It's great to know that people are aware out there. And willing to help.
Yeah, and I just, for just on a final note, I just think, generally speaking, I think we could all just be a little, like, I know I can be better. Everybody could be a little bit better on public transport. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've all got stuff going on. And, like, literally everybody has something going on all the time. And it's an easy situation. You're cramming strangers into a tin box for an hour, you know, at rush hour or whatever. Stuff is going to happen. People are going to get upset. People are, you know, stuff's going to go down. But just to, as a finishing note, say, if people just tried a little bit harder to even just turn their head.
Yeah.
And to, or, you know.
Be that little bit more understanding. Bonnie, so well put. Thank you so much for coming on today.
No problem. Thanks, Mel.
Great to speak to you. And great to speak to all our callers. Some really great points brought up today. And there's lots of messages coming through. I'll do my best to get through all of them. You can get involved in the conversation. Text or WhatsApp Spin Talk now, 087 711 1038.